This weekend, Ukraine marked 1 year since its Maidan revolution, which triggered the current conflict. In Kiev, there was a march to remember the victims of sniper fire during protests last February. In Russia, though, events are being remembered very differently. The BBC's Moscow correspondent Sarah Rainsford reports.
Thousands turned out in Moscow this weekend, led by marching drummer girls, in a show of support for President Putin and his policy in Ukraine. They chanted against fascism, because that's how the Kremlin portrays the government in Kiev, painting the ousting of pro-Russian President Yanukovych a year ago as a coup that brought ultra-nationalists to power. By that logic, Kiev is seen as a direct threat to Russian speakers in eastern Ukraine, Russia as their protector. Ali is a student I met on the march.
Now you can see in East Ukraine, children die, old people die. It's not good.
Some people blame Russia for what's happening.
I think nobody in this world can blame what happened in Ukraine, Russia. Russia is the country which won a peace.
That, of course, would infuriate Kiev, where people remember ousting a Russian puppet president after he dropped plans for closer ties with Europe. They see what followed as a Russian land grab. This is still how opinions are formed here in Russia. State television has become a powerful propaganda tool under President Putin, who has slowly silenced most of the independent media. The message this week, as ever, that an illegal coup in Kiev has brought economic disaster and bloodshed. Russia's role, provoking the conflict, arming the rebels, even sending soldiers, is never explored. Saturday's rally, then, a rap about Russians and Ukrainians being one, pounded out over the crowds. But beyond ethnic ties, people here see events in Ukraine as part of Russia's wider struggle with the West, and that's boosting public support. Many on the march, like this bearded Cossack, insisted that the revolution in Kiev was engineered by America. They claim the real target is regime change here in Russia. Still, despite all the slogans and the flag-waving, there is a chance Moscow really does want to move towards a political solution in Ukraine. After all, Western economic sanctions are starting to bite here. That would mean negotiating for greater powers in the rebel regions, giving Moscow direct influence again over Kiev. Many here believe that is President Putin's ultimate goal. But he's under no major public pressure to deliver just yet. And so more violence in Ukraine remains just as likely.
The BBC's Sarah Rainsford reporting from Moscow.